But it got slightly more interesting when I realised that, of course, the spring and summer of 1606 is the aftermath of the gunpowder plot.
Yep.
And if you look at the... Wow, you mentioned the gunpowder plot and the wind increases. Yeah. If you look at the language that was used in the aftermath of the gunpowder plot, you can very clearly see in the pamphlets and the artwork and the plays that were inspired by the plot, the sermons and also speeches delivered in Parliament, that the state was very, very clearly linking the Catholic gunpowder plot with satanic forces, and they're using things like hellfire and brimstone language, and they, you know, you've got people like Robert Cecil saying that it was the plot was an abomination of Roman Satan. So you can see that link made really clearly. There's illustrations which show Guy Fawkes with demons whispering into his ear, and the Pope behind. So this is the kind of the aftermath of the plot, where there's the state has gone into overdrive of propaganda. Ultimately, I think that the carpenters working at Knowles soaked all that propaganda up and regurgitated it in the form of this extra special ritual protection, because it's more than anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's consistent and it's pre-planned as well. And it's dealing with the problem of this new fireplace, which has been inserted at the same time. And again, protecting the sleeper in these rural quarters. So that's when it got really exciting. You know, it was about 3 hours to work through the idea and then 9 or 10 months to actually prove it, which I've subsequently published in several arenas. And I continue to lecture quite widely on